Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years. And number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
You know, I am doing well. I'm babysitting a brand-new kitty right now. So if you hear any meowing in the background.
I saw the picture. Mother's Day gift, huh? Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, Chrissy recently got a little puppy, a little lab, blonde lab. And Monica loves kittens and cats, and we found this little kitten. So, man, energy galore.
Wow, and the lab and the kitten are doing well, huh? They're getting along?
They are working on their relationship. Yeah, they're they kind of can coexist unless, you know, the lab, which is she's still a puppy, if the lab decides to want to chase or swat the little kitten, of course the kitten can go flying. So anyway,
wow.
A lot of fun. Animals, as you know, are
wonderful.
Cool and, yeah.
Wonderful.
So how are you doing?
Wonderful. So today we've got a lot to go over. We're going to our first half of the show is about timeshares and how they work. And we have a guest that's going to come on, Vera Proctor, who's been in the business over 39 years and in residential resales and also actually owns a timeshare. So she's a perfect person to discuss timeshares.
Oh, cool.
And Vera, welcome aboard Realty Universal Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And Randy, Vera actually got on one of our shows, one of the interviews we were doing years ago. Back in Hawaii, probably around, it must have been 2005, 2006. How time flies, doesn't it?
Wow.
I've known Vera forever, haven't 20-some years. And how are you doing today, Vera?
Oh, I'm doing fine, and you?
Just wonderful, wonderful. What we're going over is timeshares, and most of our real estate calls deal in residential or commercial real estate, actual real estate, typically properties that people own in full or maybe through HUIs and LLCs. And the timeshare is a little different. People can buy deeded or non-deeded timeshares. And it's kind of similar to vacation ownership, and they basically are buying either a week, 2 weeks. They can buy blocks, and there's a lot that goes along with the timeshare that a lot of people may not know about. And so we just want to cover some of the nuggets today in reference to timeshares. And we only have 30 minutes on the first half of our show, so we're always limited as to what we can cover. But we want to point out some really important details on timeshares that are important to know about. And Vera, how long have you had your timeshare?
Oh my goodness, probably since 1969.
Wow, so you've had, I mean, it's really changed considerably. And you've been in the real estate industry full-time over 39 years. You know this business like the back of your hand. I know for a fact I've known you so well for over 25 years, somewhere around there. And,
right.
And you know, with timeshares, like I always felt like I wasn't sure if I wanted to get involved with timeshares versus residential. What prompted you to go move forward with that, and what's your feeling on timeshares, if it's a good investment for somebody? or
my experience has been that it was great for our family because, number one, it forces you to take a vacation to stop working. And number two, it's great if you have children because at least that way you have a place to go to. My unit sleeps 8. It's in Orlando. And we place it in a company called RCI, like a holding company, that is your weeks. You know, we have a week, but we chose a week in October, but then we decided we wanted to go somewhere else during the summer with the kids for school open. So, therefore, by placing in this holding company, you know, you can choose almost any place that they have, and RCI has many locations. I purchased the timeshare because my brother had invited us down to visit him and his wife during a vacation period, and it was really great. So, and at that time, I guess it was inexpensive compared to what it might be today. I can't tell you exactly what the market value is today, but at that time, it worked really well. The unit sleeps 8. It has all the conveniences of home and some things
wow.
that home does not have. It has a fully loaded kitchen with all your china, your silver, your utilities, your pots and pans, refrigerator. It has a washer, dryer, and so we used to eat breakfast and lunch at the unit, and then we'd go out and start going here or there and, you know, and getting involved in Disney, I can't remember what it was.
Oh, out in Orlando, that's wonderful. Yeah.
And so it worked out fine. The only thing is that the kids grow up, they go to college, and then unfortunately my husband passed, and so to me right now, it's a unit that I really can't use, so maybe I could get some sales. I was selling. Maybe someone will call and say, I want to buy that unit.
Yeah. Anybody who wants to buy a timeshare, let us know, and we can definitely just go to realityuniversal.com and let us know, and we'll put you in touch.
Well, good price. This year, I won't be able to go myself because of health, but I think what I want to do is to see if I can get a military family, someone who might have been injured overseas in the war, and just let them go and enjoy the week, which would be like my expense. The only thing they would have to pay for, of course, would be their transportation there and their food and what have you. But,
wow.
Did you
have maintenance fees when you do that
yeah.
for that week? Yeah.
You do. That's another thing. The maintenance fees do go up. My maintenance fee is like about approximately $700 a year. And the other thing that I wasn't really in tune with, and that is when you've had it for a while, similar to a condo, you know, they have to come in and refurbish and recondition and redecorate the units. And so all of a sudden, I think a couple of years ago, I was surprised with about a $3,000 bill. And I had not really budgeted for it, but it probably might be another 15 years before they have to do that again.
When they gave you the $3,000 bill, did they spread it out over over time?
Yeah.
They did.
I had time. Mm-hmm.
And so... Wow, that is so nice of you to offer a military couple, let's say, somebody to go in and use your time that when you're not able to use it. So you can actually offer your time to anybody. It doesn't matter. Isn't stipulated where you must be the only people using it, right?
Oh, no. It would be my guests, you know. The facilities are really lovely, just really, really gorgeous, and they just have everything right there. I mean, you don't even have to leave the facility to go out and find things to do because it's just so complete. And
wow.
If
so,
you,
that's how, and RCI is like an exchange company. So what I'm hearing you say then it, with the timeshares and they, how they work everywhere pretty much, things can vary, is say somebody wants to use it in Hawaii or California or Florida or Virginia,
right,
or even out of the country, because RCI is pretty much worldwide, isn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if they wanted to exchange, would it be that pretty much the same rate, or would they change with points or monies depending on where they go?
Well, when I put it into the bank, whenever I take it out of the bank, I have to pay for it. And that fee has gone up since we first started. If I have a guest going to a particular place through RCI, then if I want to give it to a guest, then there's another fee for that particular guest using my timeshare. So it gets to be expensive that way. That's some things that have changed that were not that way originally. Then, of course, the fees do go up.
Does it, in your opinion, though, overall, does it seem better than just saying, okay, we're going to go on vacation and we're going to rent a hotel and we're just going to go wherever we decide to go?
I think if you have a family, or even friends for that matter, I think if you have a family, it's ideal for a family, because it really cuts down on the expense. Just think if you had three or four kids and you had to go out and feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. That would cost you an arm and a leg.
So you have a kitchen, wholesale, you can cook and all the facilities are right there.
Right. You can go buy groceries and you know, eat most of your meals, or even all of them right there. As a matter of fact, even if you were going to a park, because going to the park, the food is expensive inside the park, you could certainly make sandwiches. You could almost have a picnic lunch, you know, and just take it with you.
Wow, because that sounds great, because I know we only have about 15 minutes left. It goes by so fast on our show. I know there's non-deeded and deeded timeshares. The non-deeded, you actually own a portion of that real estate for that week. The non-deeded, you do not. I know there's like Marriott, Wyndham. There's so many companies out there that offer the timeshares. I've seen them run anywhere from $1,500 to $75,000 to $100,000, depending on the facilities, the size, where they are. Does your maintenance fee, you also pay taxes and utilities are included in that, like broken
right,
down?
Right.
Is that
right.
What it is? Okay.
I pay real estate taxes, and I do have a deed. My fees are due in January, and they're just various things that you have to pay. I can't tell you what they are.
This is wonderful because we're getting the firsthand experience that you've had. And boy, having it since around 1969, you've definitely had everything you say is pretty positive, you know? I mean, it's really positive for having it for that long.
I had youth, right.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
Hi. Randy out. I'm sorry.
Randy.
Who went? Yeah.
I know. I've been enjoying the conversation, and as I said, I'm cat sitting, so I was able to kind of focus a little bit on the kitty cat. But hey, I have a question, Vera, because I actually may have a couple of prospects that might want to buy your timeshare, and I know the topic today is how to buy one. So could you explain to me, you and Natalie, what the process might be if I were to bring a friend who might want to buy the timeshare? What's the process? Where do we go? Where do we start? And how do we do that?
Great question.
Well, the one thing I can tell you is what's happened to me. I can't even tell you what is happening today because it's been so long ago. But basically, it probably wouldn't be any different than just buying real estate, other than the fact that you just make an appointment to go in and see the unit. You want to make sure it's what you want, and then there would be a contract, a sale, and a closing after a period of time. So, unfortunately, I'm sorry. I sh- I should have maybe called them to find out.
No. You don't have to. No. Basically, what you're saying though is, basically though, you would come up with the price that you want, right? And then if the buyer agreed to your price, then it's a matter of it contacting, I'm not sure if it's RCI or the timeshare company, and saying, I want to sell this. And then just the paperwork has to be done almost like a real estate transaction. You know, you have to have a real contract. And then you can do it. I'm sure the process is pretty smooth once you've decided. I don't know if there's extra fees that the companies charge in addition to everything.
I can't tell you either.
Yeah, but I'm sure it wouldn't be all the closing costs, standard closing costs. I wouldn't think that the states charge individually. Although when you own a week and it's deeded, it is considered under the real property versus the non-deeded. But, that's a great question, Randy. But I know if anybody's interested, that they probably want to go through the Realty Universal, and then we'll put them in touch with Vera just for, so she's not bombarded with calls. But it's a matter of deciding. So, Vera, when you say see the unit, when somebody would buy into your timeshare, though, because if you were not part of RCI, are you saying they would have to go only to Orlando, but because you're part of RCI, they can go anywhere?
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
Okay, so when you say see the unit, it's because you... So the unit, you really are buying, you really have a piece of, right, it almost sounds like, so you really have that unit in Orlando, but you can switch it and use it anywhere else. It almost sounds like I'm wondering with today's day and time, if somebody may not be better off buying the non-deeded versus the deeded, and I'm not sure if the non-deeded would mean that, you know, it's part of the program, but it sounds like these programs are so phenomenal. And I know, you know, when you go on vacation and everybody's trying to hand you pamphlets and saying, come on, let's go, just go, we're going to give you a free dinner, but we want you to hear the timeshare presentation, or we'll give you free activities, but the only catch is we need an hour of your time and we need you to listen to the presentation. Well, I have a couple of clients that are actually in timeshare, and I contacted one who, because she's a director of the timeshare, and it's a large company, and I'm not going to mention names, their contract doesn't allow them to get on here right now and say how they do the process, because they have quite a sales pitch, like when you're getting someone, to get you in, to get you into that timeshare. Sales closure rate, I hear, is extremely high when people get in. And we didn't push the issue, because I know lots of people, we probably could have gotten somebody to say, okay, I'll tell you a little bit about it. But under their contracts with their companies, they don't really want the public maybe to know that this is how our procedure of how we do it. And they are good at getting people to commit.
They offer you money, $50. They offer you a meal. They offer you a meal at a very nice location, and the food is scrumptious.
right, they really entice you, don't they? Because I know, and they'll offer you other getaways or free nights or free whatever, and when people sell. So I think it sounds like they have a phenomenal system. I know people that actually sell timeshares make a lot of money. I've always been in residential resales, and I just wanted to sell, differently. But I know I've seen people really do extremely well in the timeshares. I know with the economy, it may be a situation where people, find that it works well in their budget with a large family and when they want to take vacations. And then I guess finding out about the caps on how high the maintenance fees and taxes and things can go is important, because, like as you said, as time goes on, you may not have a need for it. But and I have had people approach us over the years for trying to sell timeshares, and it's not always an easy sale, from what I understand. But overall, I guess it's sounds pretty neat. I know I stayed in a timeshare over my birthday last year in Alexandria, that one of our agents has a timeshare, and she was able to do something with her points, and then I had to pay a certain amount, and it was very reasonable. And I had a one bedroom beautiful condo with the kitchen and full kitchen, and sounds really nice. So it's interesting, because So overall, it seems like it's something that somebody should check into if they're really, you know, into taking vacations, right? And you could even switch up. Even sometimes people may not have all the finances to fly long distances with a large family, but may be able to drive. And it sounds like if they're in these exchange programs, they could actually get involved with that. So I guess for our suggestions, there's so many companies. You can actually Google companies that sell timeshares to be able to do your research, but you would just want to research it the same as if you were buying a property, because you still are, you know, you're committing yourself to ownership, some type of ownership. On the fun side, it sounds like these places are pretty kept very well, right? Vera, pretty much kept up. And
they are. This one, my timeshare is with Stana, and it's beautiful, and they treat you like your royalty. So I can't complain at all. I think you do have to be careful about who you do business with. You need to know who you're doing business with, because like anything else, when you go to vacation resorts, you never know who is authentic and who is not. So you really have to do your homework. But
the other thing, yeah.
It's really pleasurable.
Wow, and then be careful of scams too if you're trying to buy or sell a timeshare, because it's probably better. There's huge companies that do the timeshares, and it's probably better to stick with a huge company, you know, I would think, in this situation, because and RCI is an exchange company. I wonder, can you buy a timeshare through RCI, or that's just a company that handles it once you own it?
I don't know whether you can or not, because I don't know what they're doing nowadays. We just placed our it's like a holding company, you know. You put your week. If you like to use your week this year, you can bank it, and you can... You actually can bank it as long as you want to. I think they'll tell you, you know, like you have no more time, or your time is running out, you know.
Do you get points when you bank it? Like, do you not have to pay when you bank it?
No. Well, technically, they say you don't have to pay anything, but when you get ready to use it, you have to pay to take it out, you know. So.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. And then, but you still are paying your maintenance fees, though, right, when that happens. It's not like you can stop whatever you owe.
The maintenance fee goes to the Stana, you know, and it's been taken over by the Sheraton. The RCI is the one who is really sort of added fees on, because I think when we first started using it, you could put it in and take it out, or you could let anybody use it you want to without having to pay a fee. But that is not the case this day and age.
Right. I guess everybody has to charge for everything nowadays. It's kind of a... So it sounds like a, you know, it's almost like a... rather than trying to put it together and find your vacation and pay for everything, you can pretty much know what your costs are going to be, except they may rise a little bit. And sounds like timeshares may be something to really look into for somebody that wants to... plan their family vacations every year and own a piece of it without having to own a second home.
Right. Well, it's like, you know, it's very much like owning a condo.
Yeah. Do they actually, do you have to have it cleaned when you leave, or do they clean, do they have
No. They have someone to come in and service the unit for you. I think you have, well, when I was going, at least once a week they would come in and you know, change the sheets and vacuum the floors and clean and what have you.
Good.
And you know, in the meantime, you still have a vacuum in the unit. There's no excuse for you not cleaning it yourself if the kids make a mess or something like that, you know. And you can always wash everything, so you can come with clean clothes and leave with clean clothes. That you don't have a problem with.
That's wonderful.
It works out beautifully for the family, and then you can invite your nieces and your nephews and your cousins. Our family has really enjoyed our unit.
That sounds wonderful. It sounds like something really to check into. I know we've talked on a couple other shows about fractional ownerships, and that's different from a timeshare, even though the concept's a little bit similar, where people own a fraction of the property, but it's much less. It's usually 12 up to 12 sections, or like in Hawaii, it's only 6. And, you know, an interesting fact that I didn't know was timeshares originated in the 1970s. This is saying in France, and if you bought yours in 1969, I wonder where, you know, when we get these facts, where they're, how it works. It says a resort developer in the Alps decided to sell shares in his property rather than trying to rent out the rooms, and it worked. Mm-hmm. And sounds like they've been around longer than that, though. This is one of the...
And you know what? It could have been early 72. I'm not sure.
No, I'm just looking at it. I'm just looking at it. It's nice when, you know, people are have, you know, okay, how do we do this? Okay, let's do this. It's a great concept. It really is, because it's giving, it's kind of, we've talked on the shows different times, Randy, right, how we talk about, wait a minute, you can still use things and do things. Like we talk about, hey, one in a jet, right? And one of the well-known speakers, Ed Foreman, who trained with Zig Ziglar's and, all, you know, years ago and all these people, he used to say, I have jets. I have jets all the time. I go and I travel anytime I want. They take care of me. You know, I you know, everybody's waiting on me. I get there and I'm traveling where I want to be, and it's like my jet, kind of like the timeshares. You know, you get to use that when you want, and you're paying for a portion of it, but you're not having to pay to have it all year long, you know? So it's and we talk about that a lot, right, Randy, how that's, that, you know, it's a lifestyle that we're developing and that everybody has. There's no need to always take on all the debt to be able to do these things. And it sounds like the timeshares is a really great system. And so it's exciting and something I think many people may want to look into, and then just be careful about what you end up with later as far as the cost. I do understand they have, it's really interesting, if you're listening to the call or listening to our archive later, you may want to check into their point systems, because I know I was able to stay, you know, a couple times under one of our agents' system, and I don't own the timeshare, and just pay her, and she was able to use her points, which actually helped her towards her fees. So they've come up with a lot of creative ways to work through, you know, any adversities with it and make it a very positive experience. So we are almost ready to go to our second half of the show. And thank you so much, Vera, for being on. You're welcome to listen to the show if you'd like to listen to the second half. And that's more of we're going into some spiritual time to heal. Our show is always about, we really tie in our real estate and tie in God and life and spiritual, and it's all one, right? It's all together.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on the show, Natalie. It was
My favorite person in the whole world. You know that, right? No, I'm serious. Vera really is. I always tell her that. And I'm not naming ages right now, but Vera's going to go to over 100. She's a lot younger than that, but I'm not naming. She's going to be.
And Randy, it was nice talking to you again.
This is the most quiet I've heard Randy B. on the show. So we got on.
You know, I learned a lot, and that's the goal, to learn a lot. Like I say, I might talk to Natalie and refer some folks to Natalie or to Realty Universal, who might be interested in the in your timeshare. So that was interesting.
That
the
is
learning
wonderful.
Experience.
I'd be very happy to deal with them. I'll give them a really good deal too.
Such
awesome.
A deal.
Yeah, I'll give them a good deal. For sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Take care of the kitten.
Talk to you soon.
It's nice talking to you, Natalie.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye.
Wow.
Good stuff. Good.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's really nice. It's really, shows that a lot of people really may want to check into timeshares, because it sounds way positive, very, very positive. Being in the real estate industry
the company,
for years, I'm used to land. Yeah.
Depending on the company, like you said, you can buy it. I guess, like you said, if there's a place that you typically go quite a bit, it's an alternative to buying a property that might just sit much of the year, right? So this is kind of a more economical, more I think more logical way to go, and it could be either one location, or they do transfer, is what I understood you saying, right?
That's what's really interesting to me, I think, is the fact that you could go to other places in the world and then use what you've paid into that and transfer into these exchange companies like RCI that Vera mentioned. You know, I think that's, to me, that's exciting, because I wouldn't want to go to the same place every year over and over and over. But some people do. I mean, some people love to do that because, you know, they get used to it, and families come in from wherever, you know, so... It sounds like the timeshare companies have really, over the years, developed a lot of programs and figured it out and made their systems better and better to cater to this, you know, and situation. And it's a, like we, you know, it's a kind of having a, having the pluses, but not all, you know, not all the responsibilities.
So yeah, yeah. Well, let's take a quick break, and on the other side, we're going to come back and you know, continue our discussion on It's Time to Heal. We've been talking about this this concept based on many things, both of our journeys, really, over the years, and then even in this past year or so. So let's take a break, and we'll be back again. The number here, if you want to check in, and maybe you have a healing story, maybe you have you know, something you'd like to share in this regard, you're absolutely welcome to give us a call at 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. We'll be right back after this.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind, knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan at a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
Absolutely. Michael Hyatt, CEO of Thomas Nelson Publishers. Follow him on Twitter. just highly, highly, highly recommend. If you're on Twitter, he's an amazing guy to follow. And, gosh, the life plan, if you've not downloaded that, and you're in need of a life plan, as we all are, I again, recommend it. Randy Zachary, my name, and Realty Universal, the name of the show. Natalie Mullinex with us, and the second half of the show, as is our custom. We talk about inspiration. We talk about motivation. We talk about healing. We talk about God, kind of a wide-ranging tying in, if you will, the spiritual human element to the really to the world of real estate. Some people have called it soul selling, and I believe if you've listened to Natalie at all over the past year plus in our shows, you know exactly what we're talking about. That real estate can and is an occupation where you connect with people deeply. You almost become, and we've said this before, Natalie, you, as a real estate agent, you in some ways become, to some degree, maybe your clients, like, what's the word I want? Not priest necessarily, but, you know, they confess things, share things. They have to lay out their financials. In doing that, they probably often feel the need to share with you what's going on in their life. Maybe to explain some of the financial situations, and all of a sudden you're knee deep in somebody's, you know, pretty raw emotional life, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, it's true. We do a lot of, there's a lot of that goes on, you know, and life is really important. I mean, and we're working on it's time to heal, and going over some things on that. I don't want to do a whole bunch of them on the show, though, like this, because I want to structure it to where it's more, it's set up, well, and so it digs into everything the way we want to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, so that we have. I know that we've been able to on the show have many different. We've had different people come in and talk about topics. You know, weight, emotional. Different things. People go through so many things in life, but Randy and I've both over the years have gone through with our own journeys and experience and coming in contact with thousands of people really over the years with the year in the radio industry, me in real estate. And, you know, there's some things that are just constantly common denominators and pretty obvious. And it's funny how you get older and older and things become much clearer. We're all on different paths. We're all in different walks. But it's really, really clear that we need so much more love and peace in the world. And it's really clear also that when we put out love and peace, we find that love and peace comes back to us easier. And when we're putting out anger, animosity, fear, stress, et cetera, you know, that also bounces right back to us. It's kind of like a boomerang, you know. What you throw out comes back to you.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of think that it's interesting because you want to always put out love. I would think most people would, not everybody. I mean, some people have different agendas, but I think deep down that's what people really want is the peace and not the anxiety, not the stress. And systems have been put in place in our society that kind of deter a lot of that. And then depending on how somebody's raised, that can juggle you all around too. And I think if we could, you and I believe in love God and believe God and believe in God and have experienced God. I always find it hard to believe when people say they don't believe in God at all. I'm just like, how can you not believe? And I can say I've experienced it and God's protected me my whole life. And so, you know, if somebody says, well, this sounds goofy, I don't believe you, whatever, that's fine because we all have to live our own journeys. But I know for a fact that we're spiritual beings on this earth. And so I'm not going to say it's one way or the highway. These are experiences that you live through. But what I found is if we can all focus on the love and the peace and try to make that our focus in all that we do, we can have a much better, healthier spiritual life. And that's a proven fact. I mean, you see so many people running to alcohol, running to drugs, running to pills to calm themselves down, to get away from things, you know. And it's really a work in progress, and it doesn't mean that it's ever going to be perfect. But I can tell you firsthand that when we learn to get some of that gobbledygook out of us, right, and we learn to work through the issues, and
yeah.
we learn to really, you know, we need to put time on ourselves and our relationships and our life, because so much time gets put into maybe the business or what we do for a living or, you know, other things in our life, and many times we miss ourselves. And so we're working on the It's Time to Heal, and the working on writing a book for It's Time to Heal, and a series, and actually offering people the ability, which is something I think you and I, Randy, could work on with the radio show, right, to offer mm-hmm. to for people to actually get on and tell
yeah.
their story or write their story, you know. But I think, but I want to have that so it's set up so that we can tie it in with the book easily, not kind
yeah.
of random, you know. I really don't want to
yeah.
get into, because I want to, we already were taking a step out when it's like years back, I want to do real estate and self-help, real estate and self-help. And everybody knew that we're pros in speaking. Oh, no, you can't do that. You just have to do one. No. Well, and I woke up and said, no, I can do what I want to do with it. No, and I did, and we are doing it. But it's still a different way of doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So I
yeah,
really
yeah.
like to stay focused and blend it and then let it come through, you know, organically, but also spiritually and in a process, you know, so that
yeah.
so it's
yeah.
not offending. You know, does that make sense? Because
absolutely, yep.
You know, and I like when we have like our experts on the second half, you know, and you know, that can say, okay, I've focused in this, and this is why I can tell you I'm an expert in this, and then give wonderful tidbits. Because when you only have an hour to talk on a show, you know, we're splitting it up, half an hour, right? We split it up. It goes by fast, so. But I do believe, and that It's Time to Heal really is, it's time to heal. It's time to love yourself. It's time to accept life. It's time to not compete with other people. It's time to put things in perspective, because it's not a dress rehearsal. And you and I have been both, I think when people go through abuse and bad situations and have other issues and things, it's the pain is so strong that you stuff things and you kind of block feelings and push it down and push it down. And we all need to be able to really express our feelings and pull them out in order to be able to heal. And at the same time, heal ourselves physically, eat well, you know, work out, exercise, sleep well, do the things that we were, you know, created to do, and work within a natural rhythm. And that's what I was mentioning before about what we put out, we get back. And it's hard. Like, you know, me losing my brother, I shut down. I grieved. Like, oh, my gosh. Somebody I know that's like almost 86 that I've known for years was telling me last week, meeting for breakfast, I've never seen anyone grieve this much in my whole life and like this. And it's like, I'm sorry, you know, I couldn't help it. But now I'm paying the price between the weight, the health, the feelings, you know, and then I have issues with my hand. I can't write more than a couple minutes for my ulnar nerve, and that's a nightmare because I'm left-handed. So all of it accumulates. Well, that's all of it accumulates, and it's hard to not stress or be, you know, bitter on things. Or when you have sometimes tragic situations that happen and there's no you're powerless and there's no justice and all these things happen, it's hard to not become bitter, you know. It's hard to not
yeah.
get resentful. It's hard to not get angry. I mean, these are normal human emotions. And so I think what I feel is there's got to be a way to vent these emotions, because if you don't and you just go, I'm fine, everything's perfect, I know how to love now, I know how to have peace, I know how to do all these things, and so it's not going to faze me. Well, that's bull. Because then all you're doing is stuffing that again, right? You're stuffing it
yep.
down there somewhere, putting it in a compartment, and it's going to affect you later. So our desire with It's Time to Heal is to kind of take a little bit of all of it, you know, and be able to put it out there so people know, hey, you're beautiful, you're a miracle, you're wonderful in your package, you know? You don't have to be perfect in every single thing. You have to be you. Be you and live you fully out. Now, if you is like a pedophile, you need to get help, because that's not healthy, right? You need to get help and you need to stop doing that. If you is being a criminal and stealing and killing people, you need to get help and you need to stop doing that. So when I'm saying be fully you, you know, because I'm not judging right now. I'm saying when somebody's being fully you, they're going to be whatever they feel that's coming out, right? I mean, right? And I don't
yeah.
mean to sound goofy with that, but I'm saying you need to be you, and then still be able to run and fit in society. And sometimes people are doing things maybe that are wrong in society that are really bad, and they can fix it because there's some reason they're doing it and they don't know, so they need to get help. But so the stuff that we're talking about gets really, really deep, but very deep. But on the same time, it also can be simple. So go ahead, Randy. I don't mean to cut. I'm, you know, talking about it. We kind of just decided to shoot from the hip today, but this is part of our project on It's Time to Heal.
I've been speaking of project. I've been through this 10-week process called the Deeper Path, and then I've kind of signed up to actually get certified in teaching it, and in that process. Been writing, you know, there's a whole process where you write what's called your opus. You author your opus, which is your masterpiece, your life, and
really
involved. O is overarching vision. What's your vision? What's your dream for your life? P is what's your purpose? U is what's your unifying strategy? And S is what's your scorecard for significance? And in essence, the idea is opus is masterpiece, and in the Bible, we're told that we are God's masterpiece. And so to your point of, you know, we are beautiful just as we are, you know, that is true. But so many of us live below, you know, our what we're called to be. But in that process, this deeper path process, there are five levels of working through your pain to find your purpose. And I got to tell you, Natalie, writing this thing out, this was hours and hours and hours of writing and who am I and soul searching. And it just brings clarity like you wouldn't believe. But the reason I wanted to tie it in today to the It's Time to Heal is, you know, as you said, there's a need to, we mentioned a few weeks back, the difference between counseling and coaching is counseling, you know, you look back, you go into some issues, you look into the past, you talk about, you pray through, you know, some things that are lies that drive our behavior based on our, you know, family of origin and parents and all that stuff. And we've mentioned that. And this deeper path process, there's five things that I've kind of, come up with, and is it okay if I just share them real quick?
Oh my gosh, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a real quick one is to question your condition is number one, and I'll read them all, and then I'll go back and just read and share two or three thoughts that I wrote on each one. But to get healed, to go deeper, and to get the kind of healing that we all need, you know, I think people want to do it, but they don't know how. And so these five points, I think, can help. One is to question your condition. And number two is to unmask your painkillers. You mentioned that earlier. We numb our pain somehow, some way it's food, alcohol, relationships, you know. So number two is to unmask your painkillers. The number three way, then, once you've done that and you're aware of your painkillers, explore your wound. And as a believer in Christ, you know, we have that extra kind of component of allowing God into those wounds and allowing them to be healed. And I've experienced that on multiple levels. And so that's the third one, is explore your wound. Don't be afraid of it, but explore it. Number four is overcome your excuses. Because again, we just tend to do that. We all have stories that we keep telling ourselves. Well, this doesn't happen because, and you know, I'm this way because, so we perpetuate those stories, and we need to change those stories that we keep telling. And so we need to overcome our excuses and finally embody your healing. And so those five things, those five steps, really are steps to allow.
Wait a minute. Question your condition. Unmark your painkillers. Pillars.
Unmask your painkillers.
Unmask
your wound.
Overcome your excuses. And what's number five?
Embody your healing. You know, and living it out. And that isn't fake it till you make it. That's a different deal. And so, I just want to go back and again a couple of thoughts in each one of those. We have, it looks like, about 8 minutes here. So, on the question your condition here. To me, awareness is the big deal. If somebody isn't aware that they need help, then we can talk to her blue in the face, and they're just like, they're not going to receive it. And I talk to husbands all the time, you know, because Monica and I counsel couples and coach couples, and usually it's the guy who's kind of clueless. But self-awareness enables us to identify the lids that hold us back, you know, the self-awareness component. We've got to question our condition. I mean, you say it all the time on the show. We're meant to be so much more, you know. We were created for such a fuller expression. And I believe our breakthrough begins when we question our condition. So that's number one, is that we've got to be aware and go, okay, you know, in these maybe eight, you know, areas of life, and, you know, we've all talked about the wheels of life. The life coaches say, you know, family, business, health, and you can kind of everybody create their wheel of life. And in each of those areas, question your condition. I mean, ask yourself, okay, seriously, where am I? Number two is to unmask your painkillers. And again, somebody once asked me, this is interesting, you know, what's the universal emotion we all feel? And I said, well, love, you know, and he goes, wrong, pain. Not everybody actually feels love, but guess what? Everybody feels pain. We all experience pain. And so, you know, this guy who was kind of turned into a mentor to me said, pain is inevitable, misery is a choice, you know. We all experience pain, but then, you know, do we hang on to it? Do we allow it to become chronic pain and we limp through life with this kind of, or do we face our acute pain? Do we do some of the stuff we're talking about today? Do we unmask our painkillers? And for me, I'm shooting straight. I have kind of transferred addictions over the years, you know, from alcohol.
How do you do that? I mean, transfer? You mean like just totally no addiction? Or what?
What I'm saying with addiction, for me, is here we go again, and this could be an example of me, you know, telling a story, but it is true. You know, my father was an alcoholic. His father was an alcoholic. I come from a long line of alcoholic men, and so whether, you know, and people argue that it's a physical predisposition, you know, and I, you know, it's a physical illness and disease that I have called alcoholism, or was it something I learned by watching my father? Who knows? All I know is I had my battle with alcohol. Well, of course, that involved drugs as well, and so there was a time where, not heavy drugs, but I, you know, in college did smoke a lot of pot and got kind of hooked on marijuana, and so drugs and alcohol were painkillers for me. Well, as I, you know, went through life and struggled with, you know, all of the repercussions of those things, including, you know, DUIs, right, getting arrested for driving under the influence, accidents where I, you know, I cracked. I actually, my dad had just given me a truck, and I got in the truck. I thought I was, I came out of a bar one night, and I was pretty drunk, so I climbed in the back. It was a camper, and I climbed in the back, and I slept a couple hours, and I woke up thinking, you know, I'm okay now. I think I can drive. And it was downtown Santa Ana, and if you've ever been in downtown Santa Ana down in Orange County, but I was driving, and the police said that I hit a brick wall going about 60 miles an hour, and I cracked my sternum. I broke my steering wheel of the truck, knocked all my teeth out, and I was so, you know, I was still so frankly drunk that, I guess the good news is my body was relaxed, and other than the cracked sternum, nothing was broken. So, and my teeth, I got out and I started walking down the street, right? And there's blood all over my shirt, and it's about 3:30 in the morning, and I'm walking down the street, and this police officer.
Wait, how young were you? You were young then, though, huh?
I was in college. Yeah, I was, you know, 20. I'd just been to a bar, so I must have been 21. And I remember this policeman pulling up next to me, and he goes, "Hey, is that your truck back there on fire?" And I turned around, and the truck was exploding. It was on fire. And I looked at him, and I go, "Oh, no, that's not my truck." And he started laughing at me because, obviously, you know, I'd just been in an accident. And he put me in the back seat of the car, police car, which I had never been in. Mm. And so my first response was to grab for the handle to get out. And there's no, of course, there's no door handles on the inside of a police car in the back seat. And so, anyway, I say all that to say alcohol, drugs, absolutely early on in my life were my painkillers. I had a lot of wounds, a lot of brokenness from a lot of emotional, physical abuse. My father mother dying at an early age, what's wrong with me, God, that you would take my mother, all those questions we ask as kids. Well, so, and I guess we're camping on painkillers today, and that's okay because there's so much in each of these steps. But so step two is to unmask your painkiller, meaning, decide what it is. And for me, here's what's happened, Natalie, and it's true. I've gone from drugs, alcohol, to, those really lead nowhere. There's never an upside to being an alcoholic, ever. And so guess what I did? Rather than deal with some of my issues, kind of transferred my addictions, which means, okay, now I'm going to overeat. I go to food, and so now food is kind of my addiction. Sugar is my drug of choice. And I'm working on that, to be honest with you. That's kind of my challenge. And the point of all that is we've got to be honest about that. We can't rationalize. We've got to identify our potential and unmask our painkillers. And, a friend of mine says this, and it's so true. When we numb our pain, we numb our potential. And so many of us spend time numbing our pain one way or another. It might be work. You're a workaholic. It might be that you're alcoholic. It might be you're a sugaraholic. But when we numb our pain, we numb our potential. We kind of settle for, well, just what is, instead of what can be. And so
yeah.
in this conversation yeah. of time to heal, I think it's so important to break it down for people and go, okay, what does that mean? Well, it means awareness. It means you've got to understand that you know that you need healing, and some people don't even.
But
that
people don't
silly.
Always heal. It's not an overnight thing. It's going to take a long time. This deeper path. Oh. Where is that? Who puts that out? Is that like a workshop or is that a?
Oh yeah, it's a 10-week process that changed my life.
But where's it? Where's it from? I mean, who has it? Is it?
The website is deeperpathbook.com.
Uh-huh.
Deeperpathbook.com, and a guy named Kerry Oberbrunner wrote the book, and he was a pastor.
How'd you find it? Oberbrunner,
Well, I ran into him online. I saw some people in doing this thing, and at first I kind of went, I don't know about this. This looks a little weird.
No,
but
I'm not. I know we only
involved.
Have like 3 minutes. That's why I'm talking fast because I'm looking at things going. I wish we always get. That's why some of that we want to do
yeah.
on a longer thing, a separate thing. I think because
yeah.
we only have like 3-4
yeah,
minutes on this.
Yeah.
Well, do you? No, I love it. I love it, and that's what one of the things on it's time to heal because we literally are going to be cut off in a couple minutes. One of the
yeah.
items with it's time to heal is exactly showing these different ways because everybody's going to heal different ways. You know what I mean, like you and I believe in Jesus, we believe in God. There's people that don't believe in anything. Hopefully, eventually they do. But there's different, like they talk about talk therapy, which I don't like, but some people do like it. There's different therapies in which you're talking about the deeper path, 10 weeks, and writing things out, bringing this pain forward, There's so many steps and different ways to do things, and I think in part of it's time to heal, we want to put in a lot of different ways, so people can explore different options, right? But realize, hey, we're not alone out there. We all have issues. We all have problems. We all have pain. A lot of us have been there in many, many different ways, And I like what you said about the substitution. I've heard about, I've been to Al-Anon meetings over the years. I went to a couple AA meetings to check them out over the years, just a couple. I went to Codependence Anonymous, a couple other, like a handful, not where the people tell people to go for 90 days nonstop. And I always used to think, well, gosh, it does seem like they're substituting one addiction for another. Like now they're becoming addicted to these groups, right?
But I
realize there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with what works for everybody. It's a matter of getting this stuff out and saying, I'm okay, you're okay, and loving ourselves and saying, this is a new day. And also, one thing that does happen, though, when we've been abused or been through problems, like we tend to think the boundaries are an issue because we want to be nice. We want to be nice to everybody. If you had people that were mean to you, you want to be nice because you don't want that people to feel that. But then sometimes we end up being too nice because we're not setting boundaries. So I'm listening to I just think, because I think we're getting ready to go. We're almost at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Because I want to go over some of this with you, because And, yeah, there's so many ways. But that's what It's Time to Heal is about, that we're looking at, you know, getting people to be able to get healthy and go way back. Because if you're stuffing way back, which most of us do,
yep,
you can't come to the present when you're still living in the past so much, you know. But part of the past is what makes you who you are today, right? So it's a matter of, you know, and feeling that. And it's pretty cool. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, that's where sometimes I just want to go do nothing but the spiritual, forget the other stuff. But then you go, no,
I know.
This is part of it, right, Randy? This is part of the whole. I commend you on everything you're doing and everything you've done, and it's just you're awesome. You're absolutely awesome. And and you're such a great teacher too, and it's just amazing.
It's time to heal.
It's time to heal. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook.